chapter number 12. This morning I will not glorify in nothing but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter where you're at this morning. It doesn't matter where you're sitting at this morning. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. It does not matter this morning. Jesus Christ, He's in the saving business. Jesus Christ is in the forgiving business. He forgives and He sets free. And He can do the same for you that He's done for me. I stand before you today as a man of God, not because of no other reason but the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My righteousness is as filthy rags. But when you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you know who holds tomorrow. Revelation 12 and verse number 7, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Revelation chapter number 12 and verse number 7, and the Bible says, "And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven." Revelation 12, 9. "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. And they overcame him, which being Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, I thank you for saving my soul. I thank you, Father, that in my sin and in my own selfishness, headed to a devil's hell, that you sent the Holy Ghost. Father, you sent the Holy Ghost right there in that sinful mess. And Father God, He convicted me of my sin. And Lord God, that day, I got on my knees before an almighty God, before you, and I asked you to be my Lord and Savior. Father, I did nothing else and nothing less but call on the name of the Lord. And Father, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Father, I thank you this morning that there's not a rules that we have to keep, and there's not a bunch of regulations that keep us saved, but it's the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you that the book says that we're overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Father, this morning, if there's someone here that's never been washed by the blood of the Lamb, Father, I pray they'd be washed before it's eternally too late. Father, this morning, I give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. And I just want to tell somebody about my Jesus. Father, I love you and I thank you. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let it be all about you. And not one single thing about me. Lord, I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. This morning I stand before you as a man of God. I stand before you this morning on October the 31st, 2021, as a man of God. I stand before you as a man that was washed and is washed in the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I will not glorify in anything that I've done, but I want to tell you a story this morning. I've talked about it all week long in my mind, and I've talked to myself in my heart. This morning on October the 31st, 2021, I'm a new man. But on October the 31st, 2003, was the day that I was incarcerated. I was locked up this day in 2003 for manufacturing crystal meth. I want to tell you a story this morning, and I want to lead you through this Word of God. I want you to know this morning, it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, or who you are this morning, God can save anybody, any place, any time, and anywhere. I want you to know this morning, when the world had gave up on me, God started getting a hold of me. Can I get an amen? I want you to know this morning, as I read this text, I understand that there was a war in heaven. There was a war in my life leading up to the day that I was born again and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. There was a war because Satan, I want you to know, Satan is a loser. Satan is a loser. He never has won and he never will win. This morning, I want you to know, you know what Satan is trying to tell you? Satan is trying to tell you that you are a loser and that you're of no value and you have no worth. Friends, can I tell you this morning, when Jesus Christ saves an individual, he looks down on you, God does, and he sees the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning when God looks down, he doesn't see Brother BJ, he sees the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, on my life. Don't you let Satan tell you this morning that you are a loser. You are a winner in Christ Jesus. Oh, but I see in the text this morning, it says there's a war in heaven and Satan lost. But I also see in the text that Satan is a liar. Satan is a liar. You know what he'll do? He's not only a loser, but he's a liar. And he'll tell you all the days of your life that you had to stay wrapped up in bondage and you had to stay wrapped up in sin and there's no freedom and there's no way out. And what you've done in your life will follow you all your life. I got good news this morning, Brother Garrett. Hey, when he saved me, he washed my sins as far as the east is from the west. Hey, there is no recollection in heaven of the sin that I committed. There is no a list of what I've done in heaven. Can I get an amen? Hey, when I ask forgiveness, he washes it under the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, Satan, he wants you to know. He wants you to think that you're a liar. He wants you to think that you've lost the battle and there is no hope and there is no way out. But I got good news this morning. We're more than conquerors through him that lives inside of us this morning. He says, number one, that he is a liar. Hey, he gets to that place. He wants you to be a loser. Because he's a loser. He's a liar. He wants you to be a liar. You know what he said? He said he come before the brethren. He come before God, before the brethren, day and night, accusing us and lying and bringing accusation against us. Friends, this morning I want you to know that God has never lied to you and he never will. Amen? I want you to know, when I found myself in jail, I never could understand how God would take somebody from that place and save me. I never could understand that, but I read in the Word that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I want to take this back, and this is going to hurt my wife, but I want to help somebody this morning. Can I get an amen? Hey, it may hurt me and her this morning for reliving what happened, and she's over there with tears in her eyes. Friends, I want you to know, 18 years ago, it wasn't a playpen. I want you to know we was in a war, and we was in a battle, and hell was coming against us, and Satan wanted me dead. He wanted life took from me, and this morning I want you to know he wants you dead, and he wants life taken from you, and he'll destroy anybody in your life to get you on the bottom. Listen to me this morning. On October the 31st, 2003, that Wednesday before that Friday that we walked into Walmart that night, listen to me this morning. Don't you get caught up in what Satan's doing in your life. There's a way out. His name's Jesus. His name's Jesus. I'll never hide my past. I'll never hide it. I'm not proud of it, but I'm not ashamed of it. If it wasn't for war, I used to be, I wouldn't be where I am today through the blood of Jesus. That's why I don't give up on nobody, because God didn't give up on me. I want you to know, on Wednesday, I come home before that Friday. They done told me at work. They said, listen to me. They said, if you miss one more day, you're fired. One more day, son, and you're fired. Man, I had a good job. I was making good money and making ends meet. He said, one more day and you're going to be fired. Hey, my boss had done lied for me, done took up for me, done everything he could do in his power. He said, I can't do no more. You know what I told him? I said, don't worry about me. I'll be here. Don't worry about me. I'll be here. I walked home that Wednesday and got home, and Brandy told me, she said, I'm pregnant. I said, really? She said, I'm pregnant. She said, will you please straighten up? Will you please straighten up? Listen to me this morning. There's not a man alive can straighten up for his wife. There's not a man alive can straighten up for his kid. You know the only way you straighten up is through the blood of Jesus Christ. If you could straighten up on yourself, you wouldn't have never got where you was at. Friends, I want you to know the devil's a liar and he's a loser. And as I walk down that lane this week and I've been reminiscing in my mind what God's brought me from, that Friday, my wife woke me up, and she woke me up that evening. I had worked third shift that Thursday night and took the weekend off. And that Friday morning, I'd slept in all day long. And that Friday evening, she said, we're going to go and we're going to do some baby shopping. We're going to do some baby shopping. And as we went to that local Walmart, I want you to know we done went to Jay's Country Squire and we done bought a big old ribeye. I done got my belly full, not knowing that'd be the last good meal I had in a little while. And as I walked into Walmart that night, we started buying baby clothes. And my wife had good intentions. She had baby clothes all in that buggy as she was pushing it. And every little bit, without her seeing what was going on, I'd walk up and I'd slide something in the buggy. I'd slide something here. I'd slide something there. I'd slide something here. I'd slide something there. You listen to me. If you asked me if I was saved then, I'd have told you I was saved. But I want you to know I was lost going to a devil's hell. I would slide a little bit here. I'd slide a little bit there. And as we got to the front of that store, they started checking us out. And as I paid for that, the goods that was in the buggy, they handed her the receipt. They handed her the receipt. See, when you do something, it may cost somebody else. Listen to me. Don't get caught up in this. As we walked out, I seen blue lights everywhere. And there was kids in front of us with toilet paper. And I told her, this is honest. She's shaking her head. I said, somebody's going to jail tonight for rolling yards. Not knowing, when I walked to my car, they asked me, sir, are you B.J. Mills? I said, yeah, that's me. And they told me everything that I had done. And they started writing it out and laying it out there before me. And they said, you had the receipt for what you have bought. Friends, I want you to know the receipt may have not been in my hands, but I had a receipt. I had a list of things that I was doing, and the only way it could be forgiven was through the blood of Jesus Christ. Friends, listen to me this morning. As we walked on down through there, and I told them I didn't have it, I said, my wife has it. They said, we no longer need to talk with you. We'll talk with her since she's the one done the purchasing. Huh? I wonder who in here this morning has put stuff off on somebody else. He said, what'd you do, preacher? I had to man up. I said, it's me, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. They said, well, you going to jail for manufacturing crystal meth. Listen to me this morning. Don't play with sin. Sin doesn't only cost you, but it costs your family. It costs your family. When I left that Walmart that night, I want you to know I thought my life was over, Brother Shea Taylor. I thought I was done, washed up, wasted, no good, and had no use in the world that I live. I would wish I was dead than to go to where I was fixing to have to go. As they took me to that place and they locked me up, I want you to know they strip you of your dignity and all of your pride and everything about you. It's not about you no more. It's about what they tell you to do. And as I got there and Sunday rolled around, the big macho man on Friday was a little crying baby on Sunday. As I stood there with a medium shirt on, I wore an extra large and they gave me a medium belly button hanging out, amen. Hey, don't care what you're wearing. I got to that gate and there stood my wife and my sister. I had tears flowing down my face and all I wanted to do was to hug my wife, but I couldn't get to her. There's a fence between me and her. You see, Satan didn't only put me in that place, but he separated me from the one that I loved. Friends, I want you to know that day, and I'm standing here telling you this because this is my heart today. You may be dabbling and dibbling in something that you don't need to be in. And you say, it won't catch me. It will catch you. The Bible says, know this, that your sins shall find you out. You can dibble and you can dabble all you want, but your sin will find you out. I left there and I went to drug rehab. Got out of jail, went to drug rehab and lived for a little while there and got out and went to church and started rubbing elbows with church folks. And you couldn't tell the difference in me and the church folk. I act just like they did. I fit in good there. I fit in good there. You couldn't tell me no different than anybody else. Hey, we fit hand in hand, glove to glove. But as I walked that life, let me tell you this. As I walked that life and I kept walking and I kept walking and I kept walking, going to jail didn't do nothing for me. There's some old boys and old girls in here this morning. Going to jail ain't done nothing for you. Going to rehab ain't done nothing for you. He said, preacher, this ain't for me this morning. Oh, but it's for somebody. I kept going and kept on living a lie. And one day when I was supposed to be at work on probation, get this. I was supposed to be at work. I said, well, I'm going to slide off with some old boys. My wife won't never know. Nobody will never know. And the meth lab blowed up on me. And every bit of the skin that was on my face slid down my face. Folks, this ain't a lie. You can look at her over there. She's shaking her head with tears rolling down her face. Skin rolled down my face. You know what them old boys, let me tell you what friends do. You know what them old boys said? They said, what are you going to do? Carry to the emergency room and leave you? I said, you can't carry me there. I'll go to jail. I'll go to prison. Revoke my probation. You can't do that. Where do we carry you to? I said, carry me home. Carry me home. There's some of you this morning need to get home. You've been out too long. You need to come home. You've been out too long. You need to come home. It may not be drugs. It may just be, I don't know what it is. You just need to come home. As they took me to that old single wide trailer, didn't understand why we didn't have nothing. Didn't even have nothing. They propped me up beside that old trailer. And all I know was gravel spinning when they took out of the driveway. And the one that I lied to took me in, ministered to me, and took care of me. Folks, I want you to know I had a little baby crawling around. Kaylee was born by then, crawling all over me. Up one side and down another, I couldn't see nothing. That went on for days and days. Mama, come to the house. She hadn't seen me. I want to see him. And I come out, and I have my white T-shirt pulled over my head. This is the lie. What lies do to you? Had that T-shirt pulled over my head. She said, take it off. I want to see your face. I took that T-shirt off. She said, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, we got to get you to the doctor. I said, I can't go to the doctor. See, I needed to go to the great physicians, but I kept going to the wrong place. I kept going to the wrong place, messing with the wrong people, getting caught up with the wrong crowd, living in something I didn't need to be living in. I said, preacher, what'd you do? My mama called Lemuel Boyette. She said, can we bring him over there after hours? And he said, yes, you can. She took me through the back door at Family Health Pharmacy. Say, what will a mama do? A mom and a wife will do a lot for a son, amen? A lot for a husband. Took me in the back door and said, son, you in trouble. Said, I'm going to give you this stuff. And he mixed up a salve and he said, you put that in your eyes. Thought, now I think about Jesus. Put the spittle. He said, if you ain't better by morning, you better get to the doctor. That next morning I could see a silhouette, but I couldn't tell what it was. Days rocked on. Vision started coming back. He said, that got your attention, didn't it? No, Lord, no. But let me tell you what did get my attention. I had to bring you down that road because listen to me, just because I got a title and I pastor a church with this many people, I'm not no better than nobody. It's only the blood of Jesus Christ. I was the one not going down that road. I wouldn't have went down that road for nothing. But old Satan, he's a loser. He wanted me to be a loser. And old Satan's a liar. And he lied to me. And he said, just a little bit won't hurt. Just a little bit won't hurt. This morning he may be telling you, just a little bit won't hurt. As I walk down that road, listen to me. I also realize this, Satan's the accuser. Said he accused the brethren night and day. All along he told me, he said, the reason you can't get over it because you don't want to or you can't. And I thought getting over that addiction and getting over that lied in me. I thought it lied in me that I had to be the stronger person if I wanted to get over it. But on August the 27th, 2007, I went to a revival meeting on a Tuesday night. And I walked into that church. And when I walked in, I sat down 5 pews from the back. I'll never forget it as long as I live. I walked in there. And if you'd asked me, I told you I was saved and heaven was my home. I told you that. Because you know why? If I told you I was lost, you was going to talk to me about Jesus. If I tell you I'm saved, that's good enough. You'll leave. I said, yes, I am. And I sat down there in that pew, and that man got up and started telling me about a man named Jesus. How he loved me no matter what I'd ever done or where I'd ever been. He loved me. He loved me. He loved me. He loved me. All that guilt and all that shame and all that condemnation that I was living under for 27 years of my life, all that shackles, all the stuff that the judge had said, all the stuff that the lawyer had said, all the stuff, all my youth up, everything had built up to this point, and I was at a breaking point. And when I walked into that service that night on a Tuesday night, I'll never forget it as long as I live. When he got telling me about a man named Jesus that died on a cross because he loved me, not only did he die on there for my sins, but he died on there because he loved me. That night, I went straight to the altar. I didn't stop by the preacher and grab his hand. I went straight to the man. When I got on my knees before God Almighty, I asked him a question. I said, if you are who you say you are, can you save a sinner like me? Not only did he show me, but he came upon me that night. When I got up from where I was at that night, folks, let me tell you, I was a free man. I was a new man. Something hit me, and it was the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus Christ had washed my sin away. I went home and said, what'd you do after that, preacher? They gave me the right hand of Christian fellowship, but I could care less about the right hand. I'd done met the man. I was ready to get home. I walked out of that church that night. I went home. And I went out there in the little, come on now, get with me somebody right here. Come on, get with me right here. I got home that night. I went out in that little shed out back, and I loved to burn. I got me a big burn pile going. And I went out there in that shed, and I got all that pornography. I got all them old dirty CDs that had that old cussing and stuff on it. Hey, that your kids don't need to hear. Your kids don't need to see. And I grabbed that meth lab out of the back. Come on, talk to me somebody. I grabbed that thing up and went to that fire. There's your money. There's your life. That's your way of living. That's all you've known for a while. And I took it. And I went right to that burn pile and I dropped it in there and I started burning it. And I was out there just thinking how clean I was. And I heard somebody behind me. I looked back and it was my wife. And she said, you're real this time, ain't you? I said, Jesus Christ has saved my soul. I went into work next morning. Listen, I'm talking about a change now. I went into work next morning. And it was 8 o'clock, man. We was talking about work, and I was telling them I got saved. Man, I got washed in the blood of Jesus last night at revival. And the old boy said, oh, man, that won't last but 2 weeks. I said, that'll be the best 2 weeks I've ever had. And I heard somebody said, amen. I said, God is real, son. He's right here in the room with me. I turned around and looked, and it was the pastor of the church, my pastor, Brother Danny Stanford. He'd come to check on me that morning. He'd come to check on me that morning. And, folks, I want you to know from that day forth, it's been a climb. It's been a climb. He said, preacher, what are you talking about? 18 years ago, if you'd have told me that I'd be pastoring a church, 18 years ago, you'd have told me that I'd be here standing here praising the name of Jesus Christ. If you don't think I've been through hell, I'll tell you about it. Amen. Listen to me. Listen to me. A lot of people tell me just go to hell. But you know what? I don't have to go there. Why? Because the blood of Jesus has saved my soul. He has saved me. He has washed me and he's made me clean. And I never want to get over that. I never want to get too dignified that I forget where I come from. Amen. I never want to get there. I never want to get looking down my nose at the next man. And I want you to know I wished I could tell you that I was 18 years clean. But I'm only 14 years. It took me 4 years after I got in trouble to get born again. To finally give my life to Jesus Christ. You said, preacher, what is this morning? I don't know who it's for. All week long, I said, I'm not talking about that this morning. But this morning, I want you to know that if you're living in sin, it's going to catch up with you. I don't care who you are. You can be the best hider. You can be the best deleter. You can be the best eraser that you are. But it'll catch up with you. But I've learned something, Brother J.D. In these years that I've lived for Jesus Christ, crystal meth wasn't my problem. Sin was my problem. So this morning you said, well, I've never done drugs. You don't have to do drugs to have a problem. I've never drank. You still bust hell wide open. What? Except the blood be applied to your life. Washed by the blood of the Lamb will be that difference in your life. This morning I tell you that, and I stand before you this morning as a man that wants to tell you about my Jesus. I know that Satan, he is a liar. I know he's a loser. And I know that he accuses you and me every day before God. But I know he does that because he's limited. His time is limited. And it's coming to an end. I stand before you today. I got a daughter here that don't even know that life that I lived. Brother Ricky Wolf told me something, it stuck with me. I want my daughter to know the ways of the street, but not be on the street. Ain't that good? I don't want my daughter to find out what street life is by being out on the street as a woman. Talk to me. I want to teach her the ways of the street and tell her this ain't no good. This ain't no good. That life is no good. It's useless. It's destruction, and there's nothing in it. The better life's over here. Better life's over here. I want to finish with this. And they. That's me. When John said I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, he said, I'm going to pin down Brother BJ in there. Look here. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Washed. Brother Law was washed in the blood of the Lamb. Washed at Calvary. They were washed in the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. A lot of times this book may not reach them, or maybe you don't have the book with you, or maybe you don't know the book, and you say, how am I going to talk to somebody about Jesus? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. I stand before you today as a man that's been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'll never forget when he saved me, he set me on fire. I thought that's what he's supposed to do to everybody, right? He's not slack on his end. He does what he says he'll do. I never forget, I was about 6 months in, son. I was on fire bouncing around. Ain't changed much now. An old man told me, son, you better slow down. That fire's going to burn out. But you know, when you didn't start that fire, how are you going to put it out? How are you going to put out something that's living inside of you? This morning, I want to ask you one question. Have you been washed by the blood of the Lamb? If you have, start telling your testimony. Start telling what God has done for you. Every time I tell this testimony, I know it's going to bring shame to my family. But it don't, you know what? If I was still there, there's the shame. If I was still in that state, there's the shame. You know why some old boys won't tell their testimony? Because they're still living in the old world. They're still living the old way. You won't tell it if you're still dabbling. You won't come clean if you're still dabbling. If you're still dabbling, you won't come clean. You won't tell it. But when it's under the blood of Jesus Christ, you can stand and say, my sins are washed away. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Has old Satan been lying to you? Has he been telling you, child of God, that you're a loser? Has he been accusing you stuff that's in your past that's done been put under the blood of Jesus? If he has this morning, I'll tell you what I'd do. I start telling him my testimony. The greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. This week, I was gone one day. And I'm going to share this. I was gone. Wasn't home, and that's unusual. Usually, I'm at home. Usually, I'm home in the evenings. I believe family's important. Amen? Man, I want to stick with my family. I want to be with them. When you've been taken away from them, you want to be with them. Amen? Thanksgiving's important to me, too, because I didn't get to spend it with my family. Had to spend it with some other folks. So it's important to me. Family is. And I don't want to see none of my family die and go to hell. None of them. None of my family. And I pray that's your desire. And this week, my wife told me, said, you won't believe who pulled up. I won't call no names. I said, are you kidding me? I ain't seen that feller in a long time. 10 years probably or longer. What's he doing coming to my house? You listen to me this morning. It don't matter how long you've been clean. It don't matter how long you've been under the blood of Jesus. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. That accuser's still going to come. He's going to still knock on your door. And you're going to have to learn a little word. And the Holy Ghost gives you strength to use this word. And I know it's going to blow your mind. It's a big one. No. No. I will not. Because he's done too much for me. I will not follow Satan. Though none go with me, still I will follow. I ask you this morning, who are you following? In Jesus' name. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I pray you take this mess and turn it into a message. I pray you take this test that I was under this morning and turn it into a testimony for these folks. Lord, I pray right now for that one here right now, Father. Lord, they're still dabbling, they're still messing, they're still doing. Lord God, I pray that they get to an old-timey altar and they get it right with you. Lord, I pray for the Christian this morning that Satan is telling them a lie. He's lying to them. Lord, he's lying to them and he's telling them they're a loser and they're no good. But the blood of Jesus says that we are redeemed. We've been bought back. The price has been paid. Father, we don't have to live under condemnation no more. We've been set free. Father, whoever this morning is for, Lord, touch that one. Lord, I pray the Holy Ghost didn't come out like a shotgun, but I pray it come out like a rifle. And it goes straight to the heart of the one that it's meant to go to. Lord, this morning, let us walk in victory. These calendar days in our life don't have to be defeated moments, but they're mountaintops because we're not where we used to be. Bless this congregation. If there's one lost, save them, please. If there's one struggling, break that chain of struggle. And Lord, if there's one being sifted, Lord, I pray you pray for them. Restore them in a mighty way. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it.